The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, saying, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hands and he touched him, and he said, "I do will it, be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. And then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but to go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed, and that will be a proof for them. But the report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he withdrew to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. This incident reported in Luke's Gospel here has some elements in it that are very contemporary and very interesting. Now, there are many times when Jesus cures the lepers, but this one is different. This time he touches the leper, and that's very important. It's very easy to miss that, but that's highly significant in this story. And I'll tell you why. Go back to the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, which would have been sacred to Jesus being a devout Jew. You have book of Genesis, and you have the Exodus, and then you have Leviticus, the book of Law, Deuteronomy, and Numbers, the five books that make up the Torah. And in the book of Leviticus, go back there and look at this, chapter 13 and 14 in Leviticus has a whole outline about how to respond to leprosy. And as was the whole ritual in the Old Testament, that everything somehow was connected to God. If they won the war, God made them win the war. If they lost the war, it was a punishment. Everything was attributed to God. And therefore, leprosy took on the same ponderous meaning way back. And originally it was to protect the health of a community, a people, much like we have with a virus today. Well, there's a whole outline about what happens if somebody is presumed to have leprosy. And leprosy was not Hansen's disease as we understand it in recent times. Leprosy was any kind of skin disease. It could be psoriasis, it could be any kind of skin infection. People were fearful of contagion. And therefore, there's a long thing about what's to happen. Nobody can touch him. The person has to live outside the town, has to announce when they come near anybody, even from a distance, unclean, unclean, so that everybody knows. And the whole ritual of how to separate the person. And the person has to go to the priest, and the priest at the temple will say, "Yes, you are to quarantine." Quarantine is very familiar to us today. Quarantine is a word that actually, Middle Ages goes back to 14th century in Venice, interestingly, where ships were not allowed to come ashore for 40 days because of the fear of a disease coming ashore. But they had to quarantine. You'll read that in Leviticus. They had to quarantine, and then they'd come back to the priest after 7 days, and he would make an adjudication saying, "No, you're still not cured, off you go." And when they were cured, then they had to go through a whole ritual of cleansing. Now, all that is very important because nobody was allowed to touch a leper. If you touched a leper, you yourself were unclean. And therefore, you have to be separated from the community. That's the Levitical law. And Jesus was very observant of the Levitical law up to a point. But Jesus' mission is not law. Jesus is led by law. He's led by relationship. He's led by people, the needs of people, the pain, the struggles of people, not by law. That's important to keep in mind. Because sometimes in the church, we're led by law, not the pain, the struggle, or the yearnings of people. But the whole gospel says, Jesus, while he reverenced the law, he did not deify the law. And therefore, relationship is always more important in the proclamation of Jesus than is law. So when Jesus touched this man, understanding the book of Leviticus, he himself was unclean according to the law. And therefore he had to isolate himself. And the end of this gospel reading says, he withdrew to deserted places by himself to pray. That's very interesting. Now, Pope Francis, there's a recent book out, Lest Dream. Somebody gave it to me last week. I devoured it in 2 days. It's a very good book. It's called Let Us Dream. And it's a long reflection, whole book by Pope Francis. And in it, he says, one of the big burdens we've got in the time of the virus is not connection. We can connect with one another through Zoom and through, you know, televising the masses, but it's not connection, it's contact, it's touching, it's feeling. Our children go to school and they bond with one another, they belong to one another. Here after 9:30 masses on Sunday, we hug one another, we say, sign of peace. The big poverty of the quarantine time and of this time of virus, it's not a lack of connection. We can connect, Facebook and all, we can connect, but we can't contact. And if you follow the life of Jesus and the teaching of Jesus, you will find contact was very important. So keep that in mind. And understand the loneliness of people who are isolated, either by quarantine or they're in convalescent homes. How we miss being with friends at school and how we miss exchange and playfulness and belonging. It's part of the sacrifice, but we have to make this sacrifice for the good of the community. So don't underestimate the grace of the moment, the generosity called from us in this time to be generous, to be sensitive, to offer a sacrifice for the good of the community in not having the contact that we would like. Anyway, that's the teaching of this. Follow Jesus here, and you're going to follow relationship, not law.